kidnapping in the child's death. The Montgomery Public School Board has bought the campus of Holy Cross Episcopal School for $1.5 million. The board voted 5-1 to purchase the school, which shut down in June. Holy Cross will now serve as the new home for BTW Magnet School after part of its campus burned down last year. And October is Bullying Prevention Month, and the Montgomery County DA's office has been encouraging kids to speak up through text. Students simply text "no bully" with no spaces to 444-999. They'll get a reply message asking for their information, the bully's information, and what school they attend. And that's a look at today's headlines. For these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Mandy McQueen.
Rich Thomas Weather brought to you by Caravita Village, where they lead the way in senior living. Cruise into retirement. Schedule a tour at caravitavillage.com today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We are on the verge of some more weather changes, but not for today. I think it's going to be a nice day, fairly comfortable as well, with a high temperature in the middle 70s. Clouds will be on the increase, but we're dry today, and the evening is dry tonight, but the rain develops in the overnight hours tonight. We're talking about the wee hours of tomorrow morning. Low temperature down to about 61. Tomorrow and tomorrow night, periods of rain at times, with a high on Friday up to about 71. We're in the mid-70s Saturday with scattered showers and thunderstorms. That could affect some outdoor activities. Keep our weather app on your phone. You'll be able to see where the storms are and where they're moving. Then on Sunday, the risk of scattered showers will continue, but still comfortable, mid-70s for a high. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luquire.
It's our third annual truckload sale, and have we got an irresistible offer for you. Get a brand new Carrier air conditioning and heating system from AC by Luquire and save 20%. Plus, get 0% interest financing with approved credit. Turn to the experts at acbyluquire.com today to see how you can save on a brand new Carrier system. That's acbyluquire.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luquire.
27 years ago, Steve Wirth rented a storefront in Montgomery and opened the first location of Wirth Cleaners. A lot has changed since 1991. Two buildings and over 20 employees make Wirth Cleaners who they are today, along with Wirth's dedication to its customers to provide top-notch service. Everyday clothes to curtains, drapes, bedspreads, and formal wear, they do it all. Professional dry cleaning and laundry services, same day and express service, professional alterations and repairs, free pickup and delivery to your home or office, wedding dress preservation, superb customer service. It's not only easy to understand how Wirth Cleaners has been successful for nearly three decades, but how they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery year after year. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. When it's worth it, choose Wirth Cleaners.
Hey, y'all, Lewis at the Capital Oyster Bar. Y'all, we're right down here on this beautiful ever-flowing Alabama River. We're cooking up fresh seafood from the Gulf, fried, steamed, and grilled. We rent out pontoon boats. You can come out and check out this beautiful Alabama River. All you need is a driver's license and a credit card. And we also have an RV park that's up and running now. That's right. You can bring your camper, your big bus down here and stay for a while and enjoy the river, eat some good food, listen to some good music on Sunday afternoon, because that's what's going to happen this week with John Nemeth in town. That's right. The man with the golden voice, John Nemeth and the Dreamers, will be down here at the Capital Oyster Bar Sunday at 5 o'clock. So you need to check it all out at CapitalOysterBar.com. There's a menu to tell you about everything going on down here, a music menu, and information about the pontoon boats, and information about the RV park. So everything's lined up for you to come down here and have a good weekend with us. We're going to cook you up some seafood and a good time. So come see us soon and come hungry.
It's your last chance to drive like the king in a brand new Cadillac. Come into Wind Creek Wetumpka now through November 10th and earn your chances to win a 2020 Cadillac XT6. We've already given away two of these beauties, and on Saturday, November 10th, we're giving away another 2020 Cadillac XT6. So shake, rattle, and roll yourself on in to Wind Creek Wetumpka for your last chance to drive like the king. Long live the king!
Thank you very much.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents... ...and Doug.
Where's the money, Karen?
I'm sorry, the money?
The money you saved by having Liberty Mutual customize your home insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
Oh, that money. I used it to add to my collection of clown paintings. Take a look!
Ah! I mean, amazing. Wow.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Get to Kohl's 50% off sale this weekend. Plus, take an extra 20% off. Plus, take an extra $10 off when you spend $50 or more. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Stack the savings this weekend at Kohl's. Select styles. Offers valid through October 27th. 20% off with promo code YOUR20. 10 off 50 with promo code EXTRA10. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Was a bad dude, and he ran a bunch of bad boys.
How dare you! You have stolen my dreams, my childhood, with your empty words.
There are those that think I'm a very stable genius.
The classic mafia-like shakedown of a war.
How dare you!
Okay, I'm gonna stop now.
Well, this was a surprise.
Hello, Jack Campbell. Welcome to News and Views.
How you doing, Joey Clark? What's new?
I'm doing great, Jack. I'm not by myself.
I know. I meant to.
I've missed you.
It gives you good training, see? Yeah, well, I took a little trip, and then I came back, and it was a rough trip. I tell you. So rough.
So where'd you go?
Flew out of Birmingham on Wednesday, went to Dallas, and met some friends there, went out to dinner at the Petroleum Club, which is on the 28th floor of this high-rise downtown Dallas, and had a great meal. And then Thursday, I don't know, we went to this little art gallery place where there was some really fantastic artwork. And there's a glass, I guess you used to call them glass blowers. I don't know what you call them anymore. But a glass sculpturist. And
they heat up the glass and they blow it. Right?
Yeah, and she made flowers. She made these really cool flowers that had these different hues. Ooh. Some violet, yellow, really pretty stuff. Turns out it's Bunker Hunt's granddaughter. And Bunker was H.L. Hunt's, one of his many children.
Yeah.
And he was the guy that did a run on the silver market back in the 80s or early 90s. I think it was the late 80s. And her name's Anna Lou Kearns, C-U-R-N-S. She has this, like, glass. One of the things they sell in the gallery are her glass works. And I said, you're Bunker Hunt's granddaughter, because I'd read about her. She's like, yeah. And I said, what was he like? She's, oh, my God, he was the kindest, most gentle man. I said, well, you wouldn't know that by looking at in him trying to do a run on the silver market. She said, yeah, everybody remembers that about my grandfather. But she said he was a great guy. You know, H.L. Hunt was, what an entrepreneur. But he had, like, two families going at once.
Oh, and one of those guys.
Yeah.
Setting up franchises.
Yeah, and he wasn't even Mormon. But anyway, and Bunker's one of H.L.'s children, but that was her grandfather. And she was, when she stopped back, she put her hand over her heart because he must have been quite a guy. But she was really, really cool. And I bought something from her.
Sounds talented, too.
Yes. I mean,
That's a difficult profession.
Yeah, and she has another gallery in Chicago, but I think she wants to move back to Dallas because the climate's a lot better. But then on Thursday night, went to a charitable fundraiser for a rape crisis center. Hmm. And that was real interesting. And I met up with a guy I went to high school with who was a year behind me. I haven't seen in 40 years. And he and his wife came. We had a really nice time. His name's Bobby Lindsay, and his wife's name's Starla. And Bobby lived here for many years, but right after college, he went to Auburn. And right after Auburn, he got hired by a software company in Dallas called Oracle, which has really, really grown. And anyways, he's a really good guy, and I was glad to see him. Friday, we drove over to Austin, and you know where I used to live.
Yeah.
And downtown is absolutely... The state bird of Texas is the crane.
Okay.
Because they're building so much stuff downtown Austin. And while it's happening, I mean, this one street called Rainy Street, that was where a bunch of hippies used to live, little bungalow houses.
Yeah.
They've all been bought up and turned into bars and restaurants. And that, I mean, you can't even drive a car down there. So many pedestrians. But we had a lot of fun there. But I'll tell you what, Austin has opened its arms to homeless people.
Hmm.
And it is really gross. I mean, that's all I can say.
No, believe
now,
it.
I'll tell you, these businesses downtown run them off.
Sure, sure.
But if you go north of First Street, which is like Congress Avenue all the way up to the Capitol, all these side streets, they're sleeping in the streets, on benches. I mean, it is absolutely disgraceful. And I think the governor, Greg Abbott, is saying he's going to give them 10 days to get out. And then he's sending the guard in to get them out.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, but it kills tourism.
It must be bad.
I mean, it's awful.
The governor's talking about it.
I know. It's terrible. And, I mean, that guy, he's a good guy.
Well, and homelessness is such a weird issue because some people are just down and out and need a little bit of help.
Yeah.
Some people, it is true mental illness or drug addiction.
And then some people by choice.
Yeah, by choice. That's the craziest one. And they make, hey, it's not a bad living for some folks. But before we keep going, I want to hear more. I want to hear more. I want to tell folks this hour of News and Views is brought to you by new sponsor Dan Black Studio.
Oh, yeah.
And if you are a News and Views listener, if you call 279-6036, 279-6036, say, hey, Dan Black, I'm a News and Views listener. He'll give you 55% off.
That's pretty
all
cool.
All VHS to DVD transfers is very cool. Very cool indeed. So thank you for Dan Black Studio sponsoring this hour. And also, the name game, we're still doing that. Last week of it, and I think you'll like this prize. Lance Majors. You need to call 396-5477 within the hour for your chance to qualify
to win. Yeah, Lance, get off your duff, man.
Because you're going to want to win this. You're going to want to qualify to win this, Lance. Crimson Tide Cruise, February the 10th through the 15th, leaving out of New Orleans.
Where's it going?
Carnival Valor. I don't have the whole itinerary right in front of me, but it's a themed cruise. It has UA athletes, has all sorts of fan favorites from... Crimson Tide, and, you know, fanhood, and the whole nation up there. I think a lot of alum, maybe some. I don't. It doesn't have a list of the famous people, but I'm pretty sure it's going to be some big names.
I'm sure it'll be a who's who of rich people out of Mountain Brook
so
that follow Alabama football.
So again, Lance Majors, call 396-5477 within the hour for your chance to win this Crimson Tide cruise. So yeah, that was just take care of a little bit of business. A lot happened, by the way, when you were gone.
Oh, I hear.
Did you, like, feel the ground shaking underneath you when that throng of people showed up for the Trump rally in Dallas?
No, but I felt that. We had two tornadoes touch down in Dallas my last night there. In fact, I have a friend that who lives out there. Her one of the things she inherited was a shopping center in Richardson. Demolished. Mm. Demolished. I mean, it was pretty rough. And of course, I was on the 16th floor of the Fairmont Hotel in Dallas, and I'm like, man, you could hear the rough weather and see the lightning and stuff. But luckily nobody was hurt or killed.
Yeah,
but
I'm glad you're all right.
Man, it tore up some stuff right out near the airport too. And Love Field has gotten to be a nightmare. So many people.
Well, it does sound like Tornado Alley has just shifted to the east, where Alabama's getting more of them, Texas is getting more of them. It just seems unusual to me in a city like that, the metro area, having tornadoes.
I know. Usually don't hear that much. But it was a big deal. But it was a fun trip. I didn't see anybody famous, unfortunately. Well, I wasn't looking for them.
Well, and it's amazing. You've been gone essentially a week.
Yeah.
And a lot has happened. I mean, not really.
I heard your interview with John Merrill went really well yesterday.
I think so. I thought he would serve as well as senator in the U.S. Senate for the great state of Alabama.
He is. Let me tell you something. I've met a lot of public servants over the years. I've worked with some in both, you know, Texas and here. John is truly a public servant.
Yes.
And he has got that office whipped into shape. And I must say that... John is one of the most responsive public officials I've ever known. I mean, and I say that because John and I were not friends before. I met him after he became an office holder. And I challenged him one day on this program to, I said, you know what happens, John? People file their Secretary of State reports indicating who's contributed to them, who they've spent money from vendors during their campaigns. No. And once they're filed, they're never looked at. I tell you what he did. I said, I want somebody to go through those reports and see where there are discrepancies between expenditures and contributions. And he did. It took him a couple of years to get it going, but he referred like 100 and so, he sent them all letters saying there's discrepancies in your report you need to reconcile.
Right.
And if they didn't, he turned them over to the Ethics Commission, which to me is unbelievable because never been done before. And John, when he tells you he's going to do something, he does it. And I find him to be a very good potential U.S. senator. And he's not as old as the rest of them.
Right, and you know, it's almost like the people have a really clear choice. I mean, Bradley Byrne, you were talking to me off air. He was there when the Republicans stormed.
Yeah.
The secret. By the way, I got to say this, not to be too scatological here, but I was reading up a report.
That is an ugly word.
Yeah, I know it is. I know it is. Sorry. But it's true. I was reading a New York Times report write-up of what Adam Schiff and the Republicans storming in, Adam Schiff's, you know, star chamber. I mean, I think it's a little over the top when these Republican congressmen, this is like a Soviet-style inquiry. I'm like, kind of, but it's...
Yeah, don't bring up the Soviets right now,
okay? It's a little over the top, but this New York Times write-up, this reporter said, I was in the bowels. I'm like, stop right there. Stop right there. That's exactly right. You're in the bowels of D.C. And that's where all the crap is just being leaked out. But yeah, Bradley Byrne.
It depends.
Bradley Byrne was one of the many Republicans that stormed that secret chamber.
And Mo Brooks.
And Mo Brooks. And we have the audio of Mo. Mo got passionate when they did the little press conference.
Well, this is really shady what they're doing.
Oh, absolutely. You're
conducting an impeachment hearing and not inviting members of the minority party, or not even inviting members of your own party, and there's right. a select few people in
just
there.
On the committee. I guess it's the Intelligence Committee and the Oversight Committee are allowed yeah. in. And not even judicial, because Jerry Nadler, I think, did such a poor job. But I brought
Oh, he's horrible.
We'll get into all that, but I brought up Bradley Byrne because I think Bradley Byrne has actually been up there in Congress, working on committees, like the Armed Services Committee and others in the House. And so he knows D.C. fairly well at this point, and he's getting a lot of good press time. He did a good job last night on Fox News. What was it? Jim Jordan? Who else was alongside him? Can't remember the other guy's name.
Scalise?
Yeah, Steve Scalise.
Yeah.
Steve Scalise. And then...
Why does Jim Jordan ever wear a coat? I love it.
I know. Well, it's that old school wrestling coach in him. Wrestling,
is he?
Brother. Yeah, but not fake wrestling, like legit amateur wrestling.
Become his trademark, kind of. Every interview, he's not wearing a coat.
Right.
He's wearing a tie, but no coat.
He always looks ready to, like, you know...
Rumble.
Yeah, knock you down and pin you. But then John Merrill also, talking to him yesterday, he had this great background and career. He's worked on the Hill for senators and congressmen. He's worked and served the public here at the state of Alabama. He knows how government works, and he's been effective. It's one thing for a guy to be a career politician, as the term goes these days, but he's actually been a responsive and very effective Secretary of State. We got into that discussion yesterday about how he learned as Secretary of State a lot of administrative decisions you need to make, who to hire, who to fire, how to run a large team in a large organization. And then those two guys, I mean, one's more of an insider than another. I think Bradley being up there, and I'm not using that as a pejorative. It's just they have been involved with government and politics a bit more than, say, the outsider, Tommy Tuberville. And so there's a clear choice for a lot of people in Alabama coming up in this Republican primary. It should be interesting to see where it goes and what choice the people of Alabama make. I'm not sure if they go with more the outsider with the name ID or more of these guys who have been very effective public servants, so to speak. We'll see, though. And
yeah, I have opinions about
both
this U.S. Senate race and how this congressional race for 2020 is shaping up.
Yeah. Did you see that Jessica Taylor, Brian Taylor's wife, threw her hat in the ring?
I know we're about to have to go to a break,
yeah,
but I have a long monologue about each of these candidates, and I would like to...
I knew Will Dismukes was running. I think I knew Troy King and Barry Moore were running. I don't know. I don't know Jeff Coleman.
Well, he lives in Ozark, and he has a moving and fur company, and he's kind of the BCA darling. He used to be a regional director for the business council.
That's all I needed to know.
April Marie Fogle is here, folks.
Hello. With her opinion and her chewing tobacco. You get new headphones?
I did.
Wow, and you're wearing a bunch of pins today.
What do they call that on the movie, The Office?
I don't know, but it's kind of libtardish.
It looks like you're about to go protest and burn something.
Yeah, is your car held together by bumper stickers?
It is.
Save our planet.
It says, I'd rather be reading, and girls can do anything, and eat, sleep, read. They're my nerd pins. Aren't they cute?
No, that's a good example. Especially for the children.
For the children.
Yes, yes, yes. But, guys, we forgot. Again, folks, we're talking about the 2nd Congressional District. This is Martha Roby is not running again for re-election. And I saw this name, Robert Rogers. You remember who that is, Jack? He ran last time.
I don't know him. I was looking at this list.
Do you remember the ad? If you want change in District 2, better vote for Bob. Vote for Bob.
Well, you know, if you say vote for Bob, why don't you put yourself on the ballot as Bob Rogers? Why do people put their formal names on there?
Well, and I've talked about it.
You don't have
to. I was going to say, are you required to? You're not required to. In Florida, you have to legally change your name, or it has to be a name that you can prove you're known by. And so it's really entertaining the names that people will legally change their name to, you know, Bob the Patriot Smith.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and by the way, that ad where he's singing, vote for Bob, that's him, Bob Rogers singing, I believe.
That's what I want in D.C.
That's what I want, too. A little more song and dance. A little more theater.
Yeah, we got enough of that.
Well, we got to hit this break. You're right, Jack. We do. So the whole team has assembled. I don't feel as alone anymore.
Well, you shouldn't. Yeah. We're all you got, too, by the way.
I know. Thanks for reminding me.
I talked about you this morning with Vicky at Chappie's.
Well, honestly, though, Jack, it's an embarrassment of riches. Like,
you're so famous now.
I'm so full of crap, too.
Yeah, you really are.
We'll be back.
I also ran into David Woods this morning at Chappie's, and I want to talk about our conversation.
Okay,
because
it
was very interesting.
Would love that. 272-922-A, if y'all want to get on the show, give us a call. Join our August panel here.
Woohoo.
Be back. More news and views with Joey Clark, Jack Campbell.
Wait a minute. It's October. August panel.
Isn't language
fine. Shouldn't it be August?
Yes.
You didn't put the accent on the right syllable.
Oh, I'll work on it. April Marie Fogle's hanging out. We'll be back, folks.
River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
We love shopping at Kaiser. The staff and service is great, and Stella always helps us find the exact right piece.
At Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings, we have exciting new furniture arriving, including two new lines you'll love. Save up to 60% on furniture we need to move for the new lines. Open a Synchrony account, and you may qualify for a $50 gift card and get up to 18 months interest-free financing. Remember, our sales tax is only 8.25%. Shop Wiser, buy Kaiser, and be ready for the holidays. 4044 Wetumpka Highway.
See Kaiser for details on how to receive the gift card and special financing. Some restrictions apply.
The game clock is winding down, and so is that plate of piping hot steak nachos. Your eyes are on the last play, but they're also on that last chip, piled high with succulent steak, lending its deep flavor to all the fixins. Just as you reach in, so does your buddy. Game on. Beef, it's what's for dinner.
Paid for by Alabama beef farmers and ranchers.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents.
And Doug.
Where's the money, Karen?
I'm sorry, the money?
The money is saved by having Liberty Mutual customize your home insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
Oh, that money. I used it to add to my collection of clown paintings. Take a look.
Amazing. Wow.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
get to Kohl's 50% off sale this weekend. Plus, take an extra 20% off. Plus, take an extra $10 off when you spend $50 or more. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Stack the savings this weekend at Kohl's. Select styles. Offers valid through October 27th. 20% off with promo code YOUR20. 10 off 50 with promo code EXTRA10. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. Joey Clark, Jack Campbell, April Marie Fogel. 272-928 if y'all want to give us a call as April Marie adjusts her microphone.
It's like cockeyed. Or maybe it's me.
Yes. Well, the last person here had palsy, and it's turned like that.
It is. It's like, it's a little wonky, but I'm a little wonky, so I'll go with it.
Now, Jack, you wanted to mention that you ran into David
Yeah,
Woods.
It was very... I was having breakfast, as I try to do sometimes. And he was going out the door, and I was in the first booth, and he turned around. He said, "Hey, do you mind if I sit with you for a minute?" I said, "No, not at all." So I sat down, and I said, "Well, I'm sorry for you the way the election turned out." He said, "Well, you know, Jack, when two-thirds of the people vote for somebody else, you have to support them. That's what the city wanted. It wanted to change." I said, "Are you hopeful?" And he held up. He said, he crossed his fingers. He said, "I think Stephen is moving slowly. He has John Mazeek helping him, who's in the financial world, and I think supported him." And he said, "You know, I'm hopeful." And I thought that was a really nice statement. We talked for like 15 minutes, and, you know, we talked about some of the people that, you know, Stephen might want to keep, like Barry Crabb, the finance director, who's very well. I mean, people speak highly of him.
Oh yeah.
And I met him years ago, but I haven't interacted with him in a long, long time. But he comes very highly praised by a lot of people who are known about the inner workings of the city. And you know, anyway, he said, "Let's be hopeful." And I thought it was a really good attitude.
That's a positive
and
attitude.
I said, "How's Donnie?" He said, "She's cool with it. She was either or. You know, whether I won, great. If I didn't, we still have a life." And I just thought it was a really good attitude. I mean, very analytical and very, very cool with it. And you like to see candidates like that. I mean, I've worked with a lot of losing candidates over the years because I was working for Republicans when it wasn't cool. They just didn't win elections. So you really got to... give it to him because he, you know, he took it in stride.
Yeah, that positive attitude's important.
And he said, you know, I said, "Well, I thought you did some strategic things wrong." He said, "Well, you know, you always fight with your consultants." I said, "Well, let me tell you, I have learned, as I've been doing this a lot longer than most of these younger kids, I always say in the final analysis, the candidate usually has a better gut for things if they're a good candidate. And so if they overrule you, I say, hell, it's your money. Mm-hmm. If you don't want to do this ad, let's not do it." And I've written ads that I've been really proud of because I don't like it. And I was like, "Okay, we'll go back to the drawing board." Some candidates have been wrong. Some have been right. But he did not want to go negative. Right. And he fought with his folks. And there were some negative ads out there. Now, there were some negative third-party ads that were horrible. Mm. And just in tone and tenor. Mm. And he said, "I had nothing to do with those." And I said, "I understand that." So anyway, it remains to be seen. But I was in Dallas and somebody asked me about it last week about, "Are you happy with your new mayor?" Because, you know, he flew to New York and interviewed with CNN and all these other folks. And I said, "Yeah, I'm hopeful." He was on a radio show, very well spoken, sort of had a vision for what he wanted to accomplish. And, you know, I said, I don't see people moving out in droves.
No.
I mean, it's a wait and see. But I think he'll be good for the city. I mean, personally, I think that.
Yeah, but, I think that as well. I agree with you.
Yeah.
I think Stephen Reed, we got high hopes. I no reason to be down on the guy.
No, and really, we asked him specifically, if you win, will you come back on the show? And he said yes.
Nice.
So Todd came every first Tuesday, except the last first Tuesday he didn't come, but it was the day of the election, I think. No, first, yeah, I think it was. It was the election was on the 8th.
Right.
So the first Tuesday would have been the first. He didn't come that day. I'm a little mad.
You're like, I just now noticed he was missing, but I'm still mad about it.
I'm furious.
When you got sour grapes or something?
That's it.
Oh, yeah, I'm total sour grape.
Yeah, sourpuss.
I've drunk so much bad wine.
But you mentioned, I mentioned that Jessica Taylor's thrown her hat into the race for Martha Roby's seat, and you were like, ooh, I got something to say.
Oh, yeah.
You got opinions.
Well, I do. I do have an opinion about all of those people in that race.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go down the list.
Yeah.
We'll do it alphabetically. Jeff Coleman from Ozark, very successful businessman. I think he was a regional director for the Business Council of Alabama, which sends a red flag up my flagpole because I'm not a BCA person. Now, with Katie Britt over there, I have a little
You're
bit of optimism.
A little bit.
Yeah, I have a little bit of optimism. I never fought with Billy Canary, and he actually helped a candidate of mine, Paul Sanford, when Paul first ran back in 2009. And I was very appreciative of that. A lot of people trash Billy, and you know, Billy is a total Bob Riley guy. I understand loyalty, and that's fine, but you know, they paid him an exorbitant salary, high six figures. But you know, he was effective. But it was time for him to go. And I have hopes for Katie Britt that she'll do a good job. But Jeff Coleman, I don't know anything except he's been hugely successful, owns a moving and transfer storage company, and has done very, very well. I want to hear more about him. Will Dismukes, young, green, voted against the gas tax, which I appreciate.
Likewise.
Because he had a lot of pressure to vote for it. But twice has canceled being on this show, and I have concerns about that. Who might be telling him to do that?
Oh, he's a baby. He was born in 1990.
Yeah, he's younger than I am.
I know. I understand that, and that's fine. But if you're going to put yourself out there, you're going to be up for criticism, and he's canceled twice on this.
Yeah, that does
show.
Not bode well.
No, it does not.
If I can drive from Birmingham to see you gentlemen,
right.
he can come visit.
Yeah, but for no pay.
He's always welcome.
Yeah.
All right, Troy King. Troy, I think, is going to be stronger than people think, even though he got his ass beat in the Attorney General's race.
Tell me what happened to him again.
He got his ass beat. Okay. And Steve Marshall.
He ran a terrible campaign. And I love his campaign consultant, but he ran a bad campaign.
Who's his campaign consultant?
Angie Steinecker.
Yeah. Stalmacher.
Yes.
Smith, whatever. I know her mom, Donna Horn.
Okay.
From Troy.
Mm-hmm. They're
Horn Beverage. Good people.
Good people.
Absolutely.
So that was Troy anyway.
Yeah, she ran Troy's campaign. I don't know that she's doing it again. I don't know who's doing it. But Troy is from Elba. And he's very well known in the Wiregrass. He served. He was appointed attorney general. He was Fob James Legal Counsel, got appointed attorney general, served a full term after that. And then he lost to Luther. Did he run against Luther? I think he did. Did Luther beat him? Anyway, so
I love that you can do all this from memory.
Yeah, well, memory. And, so Troy's been around. He's a known entity. So he has, you know, he's very popular in Wiregrass.
Yeah.
And he will be, to me, a more formidable candidate than people think, because I think in the last election in the Wiregrass, he actually did very well against Steve Marshall. And let's face it, Steve got a lot of sympathy vote. I don't dislike Steve Marshall by any stretch. I really don't know him, but
It's very hard to know him.
He's kind of vanilla, good-looking guy. I don't like the way he wiped out the white-collar unit of the AG's office, but hopefully they will you know, continue to fight against corruption and all that good stuff. Barrymore, okay, rerun.
Make it stop.
I mean, really.
Please. Barry,
give it up.
Please stop.
I know.
Inform me.
Barry was indicted for perjury during the Mike Hubbard trial. He goes over to Auburn and has a trial, and he's acquitted. He played the I don't recall game, which is a...
story, you know, of my life. I don't recall.
Maybe he bumped his head.
Problem with me is I recall too much, so I could never use that argument.
I don't even know what I had for breakfast. I would make the worst witness of any case in the world.
Well, I would not, but I don't want anybody to know that as I tell it publicly on the radio. But Barry, you know, he ran, he was a state rep from Enterprise.
Right.
He got indicted, acquitted, off the hook.
His mugshot's nice.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
But he, you know, we had Barry on this show. He was a very good interview. I enjoyed kind of patching things up with him because I had trashed him. But anyway, Barry's running again, and he won't scratch the surface. And Bob Rogers, I don't know anything about
Bob.
Now, you know,
Joey seems to know his song very well.
I don't watch much network TV, so I will turn on Fox News occasionally, but I like the Crime Channel.
Yeah.
Because it makes me feel like a good person when I watch it. But so I don't see a lot of ads, but I'll take your word for it that it was Reggie.
No, he ran it a lot here on the station and all over the radio.
No.
And it was just kind of a music-based, like, jingle piece. If you want change in District 2, vote for Bob.
Vote for Bob.
Like,
there's
a horn
dancing
section
involved with this for the listeners. You
no,
can't see
that
this.
That was pantomiming like a trombone. That's it's a trombone. It's a trombone.
Wow.
And then there's Jessica Taylor.
Yes, she just announced.
I know.
And she had that ad.
And the way you said that, Jessica Taylor. You
well,
had a
her
little
husband,
bit of something in it.
Her husband is a former state senator, yeah. Brian Taylor.
Oh, yes.
She's really pretty.
She is. Brian was a state senator who was going to run for re-election, and somebody went to him with a poll and said, you'll get like 23% of the vote. So he decided not to run again.
Well, that's smart.
Yeah.
Set up a law practice with, I think, Spencer Backus, former congressman from Birmingham. That didn't go too well because he left. Was hired by Governor Ivey to be her legal counsel. And nobody could understand that hire.
Wait. Hold on. Her husband? Oh, man. Seriously?
Yeah.
I liked her until just then.
See, I'm a light bulb kind of guy.
Dadgummit! Yeah. I spoke to her husband on the phone when I was trying to get records. Oh, that's just unfortunate.
Yeah. You know, Brian
Jessica.
Has
sweet,
a problem.
Sweet
Brian has a problem. People don't like him.
Man.
Now, I don't have a problem with him. I ran into him during one of the campaigns and in Prattville having
Man,
breakfast.
Man,
he sat with me.
For me.
Yeah.
Don't give her a
So
chance.
Jessica is his wife. She's a grant writer for some... I don't know, with state.
No, I think she's worked with pro-life.
We got to find out who her consultant is, because that first ad got her national coverage.
Yeah.
So she.
What did it say? I didn't see it.
She's against the squad. She's the conservative, beautiful blonde against the squad.
Going to take on AOC. The squad is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Those socialist congressional members who hate
Ilhan
our country.
Omar, Rashida Tlaib.
Are they called the squad?
Yeah.
Ayanna Pressley.
Who calls them that?
They
have dubbed themselves the squad, and it's just...
I love self-appointed
It's like
names.
If I came out and said, this is Joey Clark here on News and Views, you could also call me the Vanilla Thriller. Like, it's just, it's
Wait,
not going to work.
Can you please introduce yourself like that every single time I'm on? What the hot holy... Say it again.
Vanilla Thriller.
Wow.
Or Joey Freeze, Jay Freeze, for sure. It doesn't work.
I actually thought
Yeah, it
I
does. You're pretty cold, Joey.
I thought I was coming in and I was going to have your porn star friend, Frisco Riverside, Riverview.
He's sick today, so.
Oh, and
he decided not to get up.
I want him to come on one day when I'm here.
And then I saw Jack and I was like, that's not the stripper I was expecting.
Well, you don't know me in my earlier days.
Oh, okay, so Jessica Taylor seems so amazing, and except for that fact that her husband works.
Well, you can't
for,
hold a husband against a
it's
candidate.
True. If people held the men I dated before, if they held that as the standard, I would
or
be...
Or the men I've dated, I'll tell you.
I would never be allowed anywhere.
But Jessica Taylor calls herself an outsider. Now, come on, Jessica. You are the quintessential insider. You've always had state jobs.
Yeah, outside of what?
I know, really.
Well,
so anyway, I just, you know, I don't know what...
It's because not everybody has you, Jack Campbell, to tell them that behind-the-scenes inside scoop. Although
right.
now I'm going to write a post about that in like a hot minute when I get off air. But yeah, that's sad for her.
Well, maybe Brian is living vicariously through her. I don't know.
Okay.
Who knows?
I don't hate Brian Taylor. I just, I'm not very warm to him, and he's... You know?
Hey, here's the thing, and I talk about this a lot. The governor's office has gone out of their way to hide information that they never should have hid. And so, you know, I have put in this public records request about, did the governor meet with all the cabinet officials when she took over for Bentley? Because she kept 80% of them. And you'd think this is an easy yes or no, right?
Yeah.
Like, this is the list of cabinet members. She met with this one on Monday, her first day in. She met with this one, da-da-da-da-da. It took me like 6 months, 5 explanations, this, and this, and I finally get Brian to... Oh, and then he thought I called his staffer an idiot because I insinuated she didn't know how to use a search function on Outlook, but that's neither here nor there. But I never got the dang information. How hard is it for me? I was like, do you need me to provide you a list of your own cabinet members so that you can tell me whether or not the governor ever met with them?
Who did she get rid of besides Jim Perdue?
She got rid of, was it the Department of Mental the Mental Health or Health Person? She got rid of like two or three.
He was the mental health. And she brought in Lynn Beshear.
There were only two or three that she got rid of.
Yeah.
And my question was to her office, did she meet with an interview? Did they sync priorities? You know, I come in... You, Jack, might be in charge of, you know, the office of cookies, but I want to tell you that chocolate chip are my priorities, while oatmeal might have been Bentley's priority. But no, they don't know whether or not she sat down and talked to these individuals, and it just, to this day, ticks me off.
Hmm. Well, so, here, we got to hit a break.
And Jessica used to work for BCA, by the way.
God bless it!
I know.
Stop.
Double whammy.
So what we've done here, folks, is the rundown of who's running for Martha Roby's seat. Jeff Coleman, Will Dismukes, Troy King, Barry Moore, Bob. Vote for Bob. Bob Robert Rogers.
Right
Robert
now,
Rogers.
He's got my vote.
And Jessica Taylor. And there are no Democrats declared.
Now, maybe
Tabitha will get in, I guess.
Other people can run still. Can't they? They ain't close.
Why don't you get in and run, Jack?
Yeah, I don't think it's closed yet.
Jack, run.
I walked enough in Austin... And Dallas.
We'll get you a golf cart.
I could walk in D.C.
We'll get you a golf cart.
I ain't even thought about that.
Yeah. You'd look good in a golf
Greg
cart.
Greg Abbott's governor of Texas. He's in a wheelchair.
All sorts of signage.
Hey, Wallace did it.
You got
Roosevelt
this.
Did it.
You got. I will champion the draft Jack movement.
Well, and when you get really, like, imagine you in Congress, in the well of the House floor. Like, Nancy Pelosi is up there, you know, saying whatever crap she's saying.
I know she has one more facelift. She's going to have
but
a beard.
Here's your move for theatrics. Is like, you should get really good with your balance. Like a
How dare you?
Yeah, like a flamingo. And whenever you get really outraged on the well of the House floor, you snap off
of my feathers.
Or no, you just take the prosthetic off, and you hold it in the air to make your point.
I did that in Austin. Somebody was saying something. I said, I'll beat you with this leg. And they went, yeah, right. I took it off.
No,
and
you
I
didn't.
Showed them.
I Tell love you. You so much. I love you.
You know, I put my best foot forward every single day.
Okay. That is your campaign slogan. That's it. We're running, Jack.
No, I have a leg up on everybody else.
Yeah. They could go all day long. Okay, Jessica Taylor, watch out for it.
We do have to hit this break. 272-922 if y'all want to join in on the conversation. This hour brought to you by Dan Black. Dan Black Studios. I'm having fun, too.
New sponsor, Dan Black.
Yes, thank you, Dan Black Studios, for sponsoring. If you're a News and Views listener, call Dan Black Studios today, 279-6036-6036, 279-6036. And tell them you're a News and Views listener. You get 55% off all VHS to DVD transfers until the end of October.
Good
it's a pretty
service.
Good deal.
Good deal. Good
we'll be
service.
Talking about it more later, though. More news and views when we come back. 272-9228.
broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
If you're like me, you probably have a couple of shoeboxes full of old home movies or VHS tapes your dad took when you were a kid, right? And you've been wanting to convert them to DVD to preserve them, but don't want to ship them off to an out-of-town company. Well, you don't have to. Dan Black Studios here in Montgomery can convert them for you in their facility. Dan Black's been in business for over 35 years, and he does a great job at an affordable price. Call Dan Black today at 334-279-6036.
Thanks for calling Tire City. This is Jared. How can I help you?
Jared, is it true?
Is what true?
That Tire City is now selling four tires for the price of three.
Absolutely. Buy three tires, get the fourth free.
You can't do that?
Yes, we can. We got a great deal on a truckload of tires, and we're passing the savings on.
Oh, come on, Jared. You must be losing your shirt on every sale.
Nah. Well, maybe so.
Buy tires, expert service, Tire City.
Sale ends October 31st.
This is James Cole with Cole Plumbing, and I want to thank Blue Water Broadcasting. I have been advertising with them for several years, and they have brought me quality business. I really appreciate them.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Another nice fall day on the menu today, but weather changes are fast approaching. For today, very comfortable. High temperature in the middle 70s. Clouds will be on the increase, but we're dry. Tonight, I think the evening is dry, but rain develops in the overnight hours. In the wee hours of the morning, low temperature 61. Tomorrow and tomorrow night, periods of rain at times. High tomorrow, 71. Then scattered showers and thunderstorms will be around Saturday. That could affect some plans. Lots of events going on Saturday. High temperature in the mid-70s and the risk of more showers on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon.
That was a quick break.
Yeah, very quick break because we got people on the lines. Again, this hour brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Give them a call today, 279-6036. They can take those old analog memories, bring them into the digital future. 55% off for News and Views listeners, all VHS to DVD transfers. Dan Black Studios, hourly sponsor.
Well, you know, Dan used to work at WSFA years ago. And he's a good guy.
Oh, great guy. Great guy. But let's go to the phones, 272-9228. That's how you get on the show. Myself, Joey Clark. Jack Campbell is back, baby.
Jack Campbell for Congress.
I'm back, baby. I'm in full force.
And that lovely voice, even though she's wearing a jacket, that makes me think she's about to burn things. April Marie Fogel. You wearing boots under there,
she
too?
She is about.
I like it, actually.
I should have worn my combat boots. I'm actually wearing stilettos.
I actually like it. I'm giving you a hard time, but I like it. It looks good.
We'll get a picture up later.
Indeed. Fast Eddie, welcome to the program.
I'm driving chat too. Don't worry about your.
Oh, wait a minute. You're cutting out on us. This is the second time, Eddie. You've cut out on us.
Eddie, get a better cell.
Can you hear me now?
Oh, that's
I can hear you now, yes.
No, I can't.
Sorry, Eddie. You got to call us back.
Call us back. We want to talk to you.
Get near a window up there in Otagaville.
Put on that tinfoil hat. Hey, Christy, you're welcome to the program.
Hello. Hey, y'all. First of all, I don't do politics at all. It's too confusing for me. So, but I did want to just clear something up. Y'all said that Jessica Taylor used to always work for the state or something like that. She owns her own consulting company. So okay. I just wanted to make sure.
Well, that's good.
That. What kind of consulting?
But she's connected because her husband was in state government, and that helped.
Oh, I don't doubt that. She also has served as the president of the organization where I work, at the board of directors, and has done an outstanding job.
Well, that's good to know, and I don't want to trash her.
What kind of consulting does she do?
Grant writing.
Grant writing.
She's a grant writer.
Grant writing. Yeah, it's called Asmus is the name of her company. And she's got 16 people that work for her. Anyway, she's done a great job for us, and I just wanted to put that little plug in.
Well, thank you for sharing calling. That. We want to hear people's attributes as well. So, anyway, thank you.
And we have Fast Eddie back on the phone.
All right, Fast Eddie.
I'm all for drafting Jack, too. And don't worry about your leg. You won't be the first congressman to be up there. Bill Nichols was up there a whole career and, after World War II. And very few people even knew that once he was walking up steps that he had that issue.
Did he have a prosthetic?
Absolutely.
I never knew that.
If you saw him walk upstairs, you would know. Otherwise, you never knew it.
Wow. You ought to see me walking upstairs. It's a scary sight.
But anyway, I'm all for you, Jack. And the first thing you need to do is make sure that we get more cell towers in Autauga building.
I want one on my farm property. Don't they pay you a monthly fee?
Actually, they do, depending on how badly they need it, but it's not as much as you think. It's like $500 a month.
But, hell, that'll pay a power bill.
I'd let them have that for free if they put it on my property so I'd have good service.
Yeah. Well, thanks. I doubt I'll run, but I'm too old, except it's a one-term deal anyway.
Right.
You serve from 20 to 22, and there'll be a new district.
I was going to say, then they draw you out of your district, yeah. And you're good.
Yeah.
Well, I guess.
Or you run against Whig Man, Mike
Rogers.
Well,
you know, Bill Nichols was the Autauga County district, not this district. And then now Autauga County's in that district.
Right.
Well, I guess part of it depends on who wins Congressional District 1, because Chris Pringle, if he doesn't win it, he gets to draw the person who does win it.
Wait, his name is Chris Pringle?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he's my favorite.
Does he like Christmas?
Oh, he's a great guy.
I've known him forever.
I don't know him. I'm sure he is.
I am 100%
like
Team Chris. Yeah. So
he's kind of a maverick. Absolutely. He's a maverick, and I kind of like that about him.
But what the fun thing...
No, he's not.
Yeah. But the fun thing about Chris is that if he win or lose, he's the head of redistricting. What do they call it? It's not redistricting.
Reapportionment.
So he gets to draw the districts again. So if he loses, he gets to redo the seats anyway.
Since this is the end of District 2, Jack, I think you should run, and your slogan should be like, let's
one-term wonder Campbell.
Let's stick a fork in this district.
One leg and I'm done. Mm-hmm. Let me run one leg of this race.
That's really not funny. It insults me. But
well, that gives me more reason to give some donations to Chris Pringle. I think if anybody would do it fairly, it would be Chris.
We need to have Chris on this show.
You should have Chris on this show.
Absolutely.
I adore Chris. And let me tell you.
You have a cell number?
I do. He's running against that fake Bill Hightower, straight out of Central Casting.
Oh,
but,
man.
But just does not have what it takes. Going to go to D.C. and he's not a true conservative. He's just not what you want. No.
Chris is the real deal. He's as straight a shooter as you'll ever meet. I've known him since 1981.
That was the year I was born.
Shut up.
Yeah. he was a bartender at Lee's Tomb back then.
Oh, my gosh. Really?
All right. Well, write him a check and tell your friends in CD1 to vote
for
him.
Are you an Alabama fan? I thought you were an Aub.
I went 2 years to Alabama and transferred to Auburn.
That's wretched.
War Eagle.
Lee's Tomb. Lee's Tomb, I remember that. I think it may have opened like my senior year. Somebody texted me, Azimuth. What a ridiculous name. Azimuth Consulting is 100% based on politics with insiders. Anyway. I think that her connections with BCA, she contracted with them for some of the BCA members for grants for their company.
I'm shaking my head. I was so excited.
So don't call yourself an outsider if you're not. You know?
But she wants to take on the squad, guys.
The squad.
Fast Eddie, we got to run. Appreciate the call.
Thanks, man. Pal.
All right.
Hey, Fast Eddie, write Chris Pringle a check.
Yes.
He will now. Edward is good about that kind of stuff.
But
he's very loyal to his friends. He's a good guy.
We do have to hit this break. I'm running out of time. I hadn't seen y'all in so long.
No, we just break.
We got to hit another one. We got to pay for the show.
And then we get a top of the hour one on top of that. Who does this?
We do.
Do I need to go talk to LaDonna about this?
Well, why don't you?
I will.
Don't threaten her with your leg, though. I can take it. I don't know if LaDonna can.
I'm so
don't
mad.
Don't be rude to people.
I'm so angry. I'm going to hit you with this leg.
With this leg.
You know, my grandfather asked me the other weekend. I did his lawn. We went to lunch. He goes, you and Jack got problems?
With each other?
Yeah. I'm like, nah.
You and Jack
got problems. He just likes to sass me. You know, I like to sass back.
It's a lover's quarrel. This is how rumors get started.
Is this Mr. What's his name?
Skaneki.
Yeah, Ron Skaneki. I never remember Skaneki.
Great guy.
Sounds like a city in New Jersey.
It's a Pollock name. Yeah, I can say that because I am one. But we do. We got to hit this break. This part of the program brought to you by Bo Goodson and the Goodson
Group. Ah, good people.
The Goodson Group.
Bo's such a good guy. He's in studio last week. I believe, a week ago to the day.
Yeah, he was. He's talking about his real estate class.
That sounds
really stinking cool.
It's amazing. One of the most highly acclaimed and accredited real estate schools here in the state of Alabama. It's the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. Check it out online, thegoodsongroup.com, or call in 551-0225. Be like, hey, I heard about News and Views, this real estate school, and you don't have to be going for your real estate license. It can just be a good class to learn about the market and be a more informed, especially if you're investing in real estate in this part of the state, in the river region here. But they also just help with buying and selling homes all over the river region. They not only help you with buying and selling your property, though, they'll help you manage a property. So if you want to buy that rental investment, they can manage it for you. And you get the money at the end of the day, but they're the one doing the hard work managing it. So check out Bo Goodson and the Goodson Group today. 40-plus years of experience, 551-0225, or thegoodsongroup.com. News and Views will return in mere moments.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Ryan.
It's our third annual truckload sale, and have we got an irresistible offer for you. Get a brand new Carrier air conditioning and heating system from AC by LeQuire and save 20%. Plus, get 0% interest financing with approved credit. Turn to the experts at acbyleQuire.com today to see how you can save on a brand new Carrier system. That's acbyleQuire.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by LeQuire.
Dispatch, medevac air transport to I-90. Car on fire. Unknown casualties.
When minutes matter and the ER is too far away, air emergency care could save your life. But insurance companies don't count your minutes. They count your money. Tell your member of Congress to fight the insurance companies.
Paid for by Alliance for Access to Critical Care.